calls and says, "If you want to see your dad, better come quick." Well, she obviously didn't tell Dad, because Dad rebounded by the time I got there and was okay. Not okay, but he was where he could talk to me and things could be said. He could make sure that everybody knew what he wanted. Seems like these days it's ice cream and Coca-Cola. But he won't be here long on this earth because of the Parkinson's. But we're blessed by the fact that sometimes Parkinson's ends with a lot of pain, and he hasn't had any pain so far. So I'll have to go back and take care of things soon. I hope you understand. Let's start in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 12. Matthew 7 and verse 12. "Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets." Jesus has just finished a discussion of hypocriticality, hypocritically judging others. He then discusses asking, seeking, and finding. He uses the illustration of a son asking of his father bread or fish. The golden rule flows within this context. The unrighteous judgment of others would not be following the golden rule. God's example is granting us good things when we ask is an example of following the golden rule. When we do good things to others, that is an example of following the golden rule. We often ought to study the golden rule, probably more than we do. I think leave things that are common far too long before we study them again. Yeah, we know the golden rule. We know we're supposed to do this and that. But we need to look at it closely because of how important it is to us. And so we begin with remembering that the golden rule is optimistic. The golden rule does not say whatever others want you to do, do that. It doesn't even mean if we would want something to be done to us from the wrong motive that it's okay for another to do that. It says what ye would. It is optimistic. In that sense, it is based upon the best someone has to offer. Now let's notice Proverbs chapter 1. Please make a mark there at Matthew 7 and go to Proverbs chapter 1. Verses 10 through 19. Proverbs 1, verses 10 through 19. "My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood, they lurk privily for their own lives. Many are the sins based upon what others want. Others want you to do various things for their own benefit." It means that we should act based upon how we would want others to optimistically act toward us. That is, those things that are good, those things that are pure, those things that are holy. The golden rule is a reflection of the love of God for man. God does not deal with us as we deserve. Psalm 103, verses 8 through 18. Psalm 103, verse 8 reads, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He that he hath not dwelt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone. And the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting, upon them that fear him, and his righteousness on the children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. God does not deal with us as we deserve. Even though we were God's enemies, God acted toward us as we would have wanted him to act toward us. Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 10. Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 10. We often wonder sometimes about those in power on this earth and how they treat others. If they notice your existence, it's because they want something from you. Romans 5, verses 6 through 10 causes us to wonder how different God is from those that are in power on this earth. When we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were yet when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. God expects his children to be like him. Matthew chapter 5, verses 44 and 45. Matthew chapter 5, verses 44 and 45. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. God has high standards of behavior for his children from one to another, high standards from of his own, from himself to us, and high standards from us when we act toward him. And if he acts a certain way toward the children of men, then he expects us to act that way as well. That's what makes the golden rule golden. It's not as men would act. You've seen the silver rule, if you don't hurt me, I won't hurt you. And then there's the iron rule, I take what I want and I'll take it now and don't you worry about it. There are rules of men, but those rules are not practiced by God. It's the practice of love toward our fellow man that is golden. Matthew chapter 22 and verse 39. Matthew chapter 22, verse 39. Matthew chapter 22, verse 39. And the second like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Jesus is asked, what is the highest law there is? What is the one that ranks first? And he said to them in verse 37, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. This is in itself the golden rule. We are to love those around us, not to be, not to just leave them alone, or not to act in the way of taking from them. That is, what's yours is mine. That's not how God would have us act. Mark chapter 12, verse 31. Mark chapter 12, verse 31. And the second is like, namely this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. Love your neighbor as yourself. Now, what does that mean? How do we love our neighbor as thyself? We need to be fed. Well, if we need to be fed, we need to consider that our brother may need to be fed. If we need to be taken care of in some sort of mental way, perhaps we're lonely, perhaps we have a need that someone else can provide, we need to consider that others may have that same need. We need to be housed. We need to be clothed. We need to have the basics of this life. We need air to breathe. We need that water to drink. These are the things that we need. We need to consider that our brother has these things in need as well. Romans chapter 13, verse 9. Romans chapter 13, verse 9. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. All these things we basically learn in kindergarten. Have you ever seen the saying that goes something to the effect that all I ever needed to know I learned in kindergarten? What do they teach you? They teach you to share. What do they teach you? They teach you not to lie. What do they teach you in kindergarten? Not to steal something someone else's. Those things, because if you don't obey those things, you can't have a good and decent class. And so it is that we need to learn those things, to love our neighbors as ourselves. This is the golden rule. Galatians chapter 5, verse 14. Galatians chapter 5, verse 14. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Can you get the idea that the New Testament is serious about how we deal with our neighbor? We are not to be ambivalent toward them. We're not to be hostile toward them. We're not to be neglectful toward them, but to be loving toward them. And to what degree? The degree that we would love to be treated ourselves. James chapter 2 and verse 8. James chapter 2 and verse 8. In this passage, James looks at an attitude that many people have, telling people, well, be ye warmed and filled, and they're not giving those things that they need. Verse 8, if you fulfill the royal law according to the Scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin, and are convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, do not commit adultery, also said also, do not kill. Now, if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. We see here that James puts forth the need for us to act within the royal law to our neighbors. We are to be obedient to that golden rule. The golden rule causes us to think about how our actions toward others would affect ourselves. Would I want this to be done to me if someone else were doing this to me? It's an easy yet profound thing that we need to think about with regard to our neighbors. Let's not forget this either. It is not just those outside of our household to which we owe the golden rule. Oftentimes we have people inside of our own households that we treat with such harshness that we forget the golden rule applies there. I wonder how many marriages would be saved, how many relationships between father and daughter and mother and son would be saved if we would remember the golden rule that we need to treat others as we want to be treated ourselves. Would I want this to be done to me if someone else were doing this to me? We need to remember that it's introspective, that we need to think within ourselves about these things. It causes us to take time to remember the things of God in order to know that we're doing the right thing. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, and if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Christianity is a religion of thought. We need to think about what we do with regard to how God thinks, which we know from His Word. The golden rule is proactive, not reactive. It doesn't wait for others to do before you start. James chapter 4 and verse 17 talks about the sin of omission. James chapter 4 and verse 17, therefore to him that knoweth to do good, knoweth to do good. That means you already have a head start on the process. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. You know to do good. God has told you what is good and right. You thought on those things. You've been taught them. And then you let opportunity after opportunity go right on by. It ought not be, brethren, the sin of omission. We know to do good. We ought to do it. James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if a man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Say you own a grocery store. You have several employees working for you. Many of them are fairly new. And you're going to have to promote someone eventually to assistant manager. And so you look out and look at your employees. You want the one that's honest. You want the one that looks after your customers. You want the one that takes your orders and goes out and actively does them, not trying to slough off or get someone else to do it, but you want the one that actively looks out for your good business. And so you go and choose that one. That's the same with being a doer of the word. Christ looks for those who are that kind of active in their faith. Not merely hearers, but doers. John chapter 15, verses 4 and 5. John chapter 15, verses 4 and 5. In this context, Jesus is preparing his disciples to be without him. This is the last couple of weeks before he is crucified, and he's giving them that last bit of instruction that he can in order to strengthen them and show them what they need to do in their work. John chapter 15, verse 4, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. abide in the vine. This is teaches us to be proactive, not reactive. That is, we don't keep the golden rule by reacting to what others do to us. We are proactive with what God teaches us to do. In the Great Commission, Matthew chapter 28 and verse 20, Jesus tells his disciples, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Teaching them to observe, that is, not react, but act. Be proactive. What you've been taught to do, you are to go out and do. We've looked at the golden rule. It's optimism, that we want to be treated in a certain way, and so we go out and treat others in that certain way. We've looked at it as a reflection of God's love for man. We've looked at its practical love toward other men and its proactivity. We need to ask ourselves now, this hour, have we been following the golden rule? Since you know it's something that you have to think about, ask yourself the question, have I been thinking about how my neighbors may need my help? Or are you just reacting to what you find around you? We need to be proactive. Go to those others that may need us and practice the golden rule. If you're not a Christian this morning, then this is not really for you yet. You haven't even started on the life. If you find that you're in sin, you're blocked into God's presence. God doesn't have his face toward you. But to those who seek to do the right thing, seek to do well, seek for eternal life, you go to God with your concern. You believe that Jesus is the Christ, Son of God, and you repent of your sins and ask for forgiveness when those sins are committed. You believe with all your heart, repent of your sins, and confess Christ before men. And then you're baptized for the remission, the removal, the forgiveness of your sins. And then you start on this Christian life, and you begin to act toward others as you would have them act toward you. This very hour, if we can assist you in your obedience, whether you need the prayers of the saints here or whether you need to be baptized for the remission of your sins, don't let the time go by without making those things right. We give you this opportunity as we stand and sing this song. Won't you come and sit on one of these front pews as we do that?